Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
Well, I've got a good word for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. God bless you. Today, I've entitled my message, Holy Fear. Hallelujah. That wasn't exciting enough. I said I've entitled my message, Holy Fear. Glory to God. Thank God for His word that comes to us today. And I want you to turn to the book of Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. We open our hearts to you, wonderful Holy Spirit. We thank you for your anointing, for your presence, your power, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is so important. As I've been preparing, a message that God's had on my heart, and we're speaking about the Holy Spirit, and I've been really pressing, and the Lord said, you know, I want you to speak about the fear of the Lord, holy fear. And so this morning, we're preparing our hearts to hear what God would say. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Are you there? Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the Jews and the Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. And also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. And so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Hallelujah. The Bible says great fear came upon the whole church, upon the whole region. I noticed that there was signs, wonders. There was great repentance. There was great unity. The name of Jesus was reverenced and magnified, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, when the Holy Ghost is on you, you are someone. Those sons of Sceva tried, but they weren't anybody. In your own name, you are nothing. But God makes you a something. The anointing of God on you gives you a purpose, gives you a call. When the Holy Spirit rests on you, you're a somebody. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there was great fear because Sceva was a Jewish priest, and with his seven sons, and yeah, they tried to cast out devils. And I noticed that these demons pounced on them violently. And I mean, these demons were violent. They stripped them. I wondered how wounded they were. They were wounded for their stupidity. Amen. Because they tried to do something they were not anointed for. Hallelujah. And they pounced on them violently. And afterwards, the Bible says the name of Jesus was magnified. And fear came. Great fear came. The Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. I want to ask you today, where are the signs and the wonders and the unity today? I declare in Jesus' name it's in this house. Hallelujah. What will produce this kind of a move of God? It's the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need the fear of the Lord. I'm not talking about fear of being scared. I'm not talking about the fear that has torment. I'm not talking about that kind of fear. Not a negative fear. That's a fear of being scared. But the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So the fear of the Lord is not being afraid. The fear of the Lord shows is a healthy respect and honor for God. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is reverence towards God. We need to reverence Him. We need to realize He is holy. Jesus, in teaching us how to pray, said, pray this way. He starts, hallowed be thy name, to be reverenced and honored and feared and respected. Hallelujah. When we come into His presence, we come into the presence of a King, of the King of glory. Hallelujah. He's not your chummy. He's your God. Hallelujah. You know, fear is so important. You know, you can't just go into England and go up to Buckingham Palace, walk through the front door and say, hey, Lizzie. You can't do things like that. There's protocol. Amen. There's honor. There's respect that is due. And so we, the church, we desire the fear of the Lord. A reverent respect and honor for God. Hallelujah. We must understand what the fear of the Lord is. We see many churches and goings on, going in there, and sometimes some strange stuff going on, some strange activities, but you ask yourself, where's the fear of the Lord? Why do we need the fear of the Lord? Psalm 14:26 says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children will have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14:27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. The fear of the Lord will keep your heart true. The fear of the Lord will keep respect for His word. Somebody say amen. Amen. The fear of the Lord brings guidance and protection to our lives. Somebody say, I need the fear of the Lord. May God renew our fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord brings guidance and protection. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction, and he will not be visited by evil. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord brings prosperity to us. Proverbs 22 verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about giving honor where it is due. Hallelujah. A church that lives in humility brings honor to God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord brings provision. Psalm 33 verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Hallelujah. It brings deliverance. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear Him and delivers him. 2 Kings 17, verse 38. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods. But the Lord your God you shall fear, and He will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in the fear of the Lord. Brings health and healing. Proverbs 3 verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Hallelujah. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't have your own opinion. Oh, the Bible says it, but I don't think so. No, that's what the Word of God says. Amen. He alone is worthy of honor and glory. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, the Bible says. Amen. It brings divine instruction to us. Psalm 25, 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? He shall teach him in the way he chooses. Hallelujah. Thank God. I often say this. If you're not hearing from God, go back to the last time he spoke to you. Amen. You can't say, Lord, okay, I like it. It's not a good word. I want the next one. No. God is always in time and on time. And the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is to guide you step by step from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Somebody say, no steps left out. I've learned this about God. If he wants to teach you a lesson, he'll keep you at the lesson. He'll teach you till you're taught. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, teach me till I'm taught. Amen. He leaves nothing undone. Amen. He knows he's busy laying a foundation in your life. Thank God for the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The fear of the Lord will bless you. Psalm 45, 19. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Hallelujah. It's amazing how there are some people, the enemy just cannot get to them. Amen. But then there are some families where it seems like the curse is loose and the devil does just what he wants. My Bible tells me that he will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also hear their cry and he will save them. When you trust in the Lord, you are like Mount Zion. That cannot be shaken, but forever endures. When you think about the fear of the Lord, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who did not fear the king's command, but they said, we fear the Lord and will stand for God, and God preserved them in the midst of a fire. Hallelujah. In the midst of a flaming furnace, God was with them. When you fear the Lord, God himself will protect you. Somebody say amen. And the fear of the Lord is true wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. Listen, when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, it's the very wisdom of Solomon speaking to you. It's the very wisest of all wisdom, the source of wisdom that's speaking to you. And I just want to say something here this morning, because I hear sometimes gets thrown around a little bit like a joke, you know. Somebody said this to me and I said, get behind me, Satan. Never say that. It might be the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you with me? Never say that. Amen. You might say, hey, listen, I don't think that's God. But don't call the Holy Ghost Satan. Amen. It's a fearful thing. Honor and reverence him. When people speak to you, do you know what? The spirit of wisdom can only be received by those who are in humility. If you're in pride, you will judge every word coming to you. You'll judge every word coming to you by the vessel who brought it. Because unless a king speaks, you are too high to listen. And therefore, God will send a child to speak to you. Amen. The Bible says he's chosen the despised things of this world, the foolish things of this world. Why? Because he wants you to hear his voice. His voice, not the voice of the world. Naaman made that mistake. He needed healing desperately. And he went, and when he got to Elisha's place, Elisha didn't even come out. What was Elisha dealing with? Pride. Elisha was dealing with him in his pride, in his position. I'm a great man. I'm a great captain. Only the big people can speak to me. You see it in his letter. When he sends a letter, he doesn't send a letter to the prophet, to the man of God. He sends it to the king, because I relate to kings, you know. Don't you know that I'm one of the big shots? Ek sal groot kokke doen. When I come to church, I must have the proper seats. I'm a big man. When you're in the presence of God, you're a small man. Somebody say amen. 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 A spirit of humility can receive the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's why we must humble ourselves. We must have a teachable attitude. Amen. So that a child can lead you. If a child can lead you, it's a great, great compliment. When a child can speak a word and your heart's soft enough to receive it. Somebody say amen. Secrets of God comes to those who have the fear of the Lord. Psalm 25:14, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Hallelujah. The things of God are precious. Amen. Say it again. The things of God are precious. They are holy. Jesus said they are pearls that are not to be cast before swine. When you walk in the wisdom, the counsel of the Spirit, you don't argue with fools. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. I've learned many times people want to engage in an argument. Ugh. Speak to the hand. Amen. Not coming down there. Amen. And that's while I'm at it. Never defend your honor. You don't have any honor. He has all the honor. Amen. Oh, but don't you know they're saying that about my name? Who cares? Amen. God will defend you. The truth has a way of being the truth. Hello? The truth has a way of being the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth stands forever and cannot be hidden. It will be revealed. Jesus said the truth shall be shouted from the mountaintops. Hallelujah. No matter what they do, lies will be exposed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I don't have to fight for myself. God is fighting for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth is on my side. You know, I remember Pastor Fred used to often say, I'd rather defend a hungry lion than try to defend the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in truth. Stand in truth. The fear of the Lord will reveal secrets to you. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, you don't listen to the world. You're in a place of holy communion. Where the Spirit of God speaks secrets to you, and you walk in a path that is not known to man. The flesh cannot understand, but by the Spirit, you're walking this thing out. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And while I'm at it, if you're shouting at somebody who doesn't shout back, run away very fast, because he might be trusting God. Hey, you're in big trouble when God starts fighting for somebody. And while I'm at that, if you speak against the church, guess who becomes your enemy? The Lord of the church. The shepherd of the church starts viewing your voice as the enemy's voice. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Whose church is this? Jesus' church. I don't think you can speak like you want to speak. You think you're speaking about me, not talking about me. Amen. You're not talking about me. If you attack the church of Jesus, Jesus himself will protect the church against you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Choose your sides very carefully. Amen. How does Jesus talk about the church? He loves the church. He intercedes for the church. He prays for the church. Amen. He believes in the church. He builds life into the church. He reconciles the church. Amen. He goes after the one lost sheep and restores them. Amen. I bind that spirit of offense that tries to break the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. If somebody comes and they want to offload their nonsense, tell them, listen, these are not garbage dumps. Amen. You know what the Bible says? Let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says the words of a talebearer or as a grievous wound that enters the innermost part of the being. Don't listen. Amen. Somebody comes to tell, oh, you know about so-and-so. It's a fusak. Pastor Johnny said, I can say that. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I've learned to do? And people come tell me, oh, you know about so-and-so. And if I can hear, they say, oh, you know about Pastor John. I say, oh, man, isn't he a blessing? I just love that man of God. So you just turn the tables on them. That spirit, no, has got no place. Amen. That's got no place in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know why some of you church hop, you ugly things? Amen. Because you come here, and when you come here, you see all the glory. You see all the beauty. You see the presence of God. You see the signs. You see the miracles. Everything's wonderful because you've not had time to find out what's wrong yet. And you stay only as long as till somebody starts showing you the wrong. And I can tell you already on your way out. Amen. Amen. So don't lend your ears out. The one thing that kept my wife and I, we kept our hearts, we kept our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Fred used to often say, don't put me on a pedestal, I'll fall off the thing. Amen. Pedestals are very difficult to stay on. Amen. I'm just a man serving God, doing my best. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not a great man of God. I'm a man of a great God. Hallelujah. I'm not here because I made it. I'm here because he is merciful. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. That's not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God doesn't judge and condemn. The Spirit of God intercedes and prays for. Even now, he is the intercessor at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. You speak against an elder, guess who's busy interceding for them? Jesus. While you're speaking against them, you ugly thing. Fusak. I mustn't talk like that. I'm just trying to drive the point home, my dear saints. Amen. The fear of the Lord is a beautiful thing in the house of God. Amen. And the grace of God. Maturity applies grace. When a person's mature, people can speak about them. They can say what they want about them. They'll still minister back to that person. Amen. They won't respond. They will react. Hallelujah. They will minister to that person. Hear where that person's from. Hear their heart and say, how can I help you? Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A person of the fear of the Lord will have visitations of God. Do you know that the fear of the Lord activates angelic activities around you? The Bible says Cornelius was a man who feared God. And God sent angels to him. And the angel said to him, now call for Peter and he will show you the way of life. Hallelujah. You will be remembered before the Lord. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. And so a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord. And who meditate on his name. Hallelujah. Thank God we can have all these divine deliverances and blessings. When we fear God. A person who fears God has him on the throne. And themselves as servants. Amen. Hallelujah. We oppose evil. We oppose evil. We don't stand for evil in the house of the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 8 verse 13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I don't know about you. Have you read David's Psalm? He says, Lord, how I hate those who hate you. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I said, what are you boasting in, David? Imagine you say, you know, I just want to commend myself to you, Brother Danny. You know, how I hate those who hate you. I hate them with a perfect hatred. Amen. Isn't that incredible? I mean, what David's talking about, I'm so totally against anything evil. It's perfect. Amen. There's no place in me. When somebody's got something to say, I don't want to hear a little bit. You know, some people, you think they're deaf. Wherever story is being told, who's there? Oh, there's a story there. Who's there? What did he say? Amen. No. I hate them with a perfect. I want nothing to do with that spirit. You know what my wife and I learned through the years? We honored the man of God. We honored the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We prayed for the church. Never judge the church. Hello. If you're looking for a perfect church and you find it, don't join it. You will ruin it. Amen. Hallelujah. We oppose that. And you know what? I kept my heart. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Pray for the church. Pray for your spouse. Amen. Pray for those that are around you. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Hallelujah. A truly spiritual person is strong enough to pick people up while they're busy speaking bad about him. Amen. A truly spiritual person can make a friend out of an enemy. Somebody say amen. Can pray for those who despitefully use him. Can say to Judas while he's betraying him, friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is to hate sin and stand in awe of God. Psalm 33 verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. The fear of the Lord does not take vengeance, but trust God. Amen. You know something I've learned, and I stand on that often. When Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate said to him, don't you hear what these people are saying? Don't you want to defend yourself? Don't you know that I've got the power to crucify you, to kill you? And Jesus stood before him and said, you got no power over me unless the Father has given it to you. No matter what they do, they got no power over you. No matter what they say, it has no strength over you. Amen. No matter what weapons formed against you, it cannot prosper. Hallelujah, because you're standing in covenant with the Lord himself. Somebody say amen. Today I declare every negative word against you falls down powerless. Every word of accusation be broken in the name of Jesus. All the weapons of the enemy is turned to flight. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord rests on you because you trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I declare that you are as Mount Zion. You cannot be shaken. You forever endure. And no matter how much they say against you, God's blessing will multiply in your life. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I declare God will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will cause your cup to overflow and cause the goodness of the Lord to be your portion. And they will behold and see that God is with you. And they will realize no matter what we try, God is with this man. Hallelujah. God is with this woman. Amen. How much more powerful that when people attack you, you do nothing and God does something. Oh, somebody say God is doing something. Amen. Somebody say, I'm never a victim. Say it again. I'm never a victim. I'm never at the disposal of man. Hallelujah. His kingdom is upon me. His anointing is upon me. His spirit is upon me. Hallelujah. He's a shield and a protector about me. Hallelujah. I fear the Lord and he gives his angels charge concerning me. They will stand and see that the Lord is doing something wonderful for this person. In fact, they will realize and turn. Hallelujah. And I declare today your enemies will declare that God is with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you fight for yourself, they think you won it. Amen. Praise God. We should learn to count our words to be words of life. The more your words are words of life, the more power comes into your words. The more power is released for you. When you easily judge and you easily condemn and you easily speak bad, the Holy Ghost will not anoint those words. Your authority is diminished because you'll do damage. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember there was many years ago, we were still in Durban Christian Center, Berea, and there was a man who came into the city and he was publishing all kinds of bad things about Pastor Fred and about Durban Christian Center, publishing it, posting it, running to the newspapers, doing all kinds of things. And we said, Pastor Fred, come, why don't we put a response in the newspaper? He said, leave him alone. Amen. And refused to judge him. And said, we're praying for him. Hallelujah. And then I remember there was a time when Didat, who's a Muslim apologist, Ahmed Didat, started becoming very vocal against the church. Very vocal. Started ratcheting up. And then the one day, the Lord spoke to Pastor Fred. And he called all the pastors of the city together, the city pastors. He says, now we need to write a warning to this man. And so we wrote the warning. I've got the clip still. Posted in the Daily News. Warned him. Said, Jesus loves you. But we counsel you not to stop stirring up hatred against the church. And actually said to him, we warn you that you must stop or God will judge you. Now, for Pastor Fred to do that took a lot. He never easily entered that. Because if you know your words carry weight, you'll be careful. Listen, if I put a gun in your hand and you know every time you pull the trigger, you'll kill somebody, you'll be very careful with that trigger, won't you? But yet people have guns in their mouths and they don't realize the power and they're pulling the trigger all over the place. Amen. Thank God that the Holy Ghost puts blanks in your gun. Amen. But he pronounced that, and we posted it in the newspaper. How many of you remember that? We posted it in the newspaper, a warning to Ahmed Didat from the church. And the senior pastor of the church signed it. When we posted it, he got even worse. He wouldn't listen. Do you know what happened to him? 2 weeks later, he was struck with a stroke. He was struck with a stroke in his mouth. He couldn't speak. Everything else about him functioned. He was struck with a stroke in his mouth. I'm sad to say he didn't repent. Amen. And died later on. So it's a fearful thing when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when those with authority speak. Amen. And one thing to learn is never speak unless the Holy Ghost said. Amen. Oh, I think we should have done that. And we had a person the other day. Oh, well, why didn't you do that? You should have done this. You should have. I said, did you pray about it? No, but he thinks. I said, that's exactly your problem. Amen. Yeah, you think you know what Sister so-and-so should have done. Did you pray for her? Did you get the mind of Christ for her? Do you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Are you speaking by the Spirit? Amen. Or you got an opinion? Amen. It was getting a bit heavy in this Presbyterian church here this morning. I didn't intend it to go there. Amen. But listen today. God listens to every word you say. Amen. The Holy Ghost is on us. And listen, when you release words, you're either releasing demonic activities over people's lives, curses or blessings. Amen.
I often, you know, things get a bit heavy around me. What's going on? Why am I struggling like this in the spirit? Then I get reminded. People are speaking about you. Get into a bit of warfare. Cut those things down. Break those things down. Open the heavens over myself and I'm free again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, the hand of the Lord is on you. Somebody say amen. The fear of the Lord does not take vengeance, but trust in Him. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Rather than taking vengeance, the fear of the Lord honors God, waits on Him, receives deliverance. Hallelujah. Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. And He also brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet up on a rock and established my steps. Hallelujah. God is holy, saints. He is holy. You think about God, God is love. God is truth. God is pure. He is light. He is righteous. But the greatest attribute of God is His holiness. He is holy. Hallelujah. When the angels surround His throne, they do not cry, grace, 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 mercy, mercy, mercy. They cry, holy, holy, holy. Isaiah 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uriah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. And above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two He covered His face, with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one cried out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. And the doorposts and the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And so I said, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of an unclean people. For my eyes have seen the Lord, the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah sees the Lord and he cries out, woe is me. He's filled with a sense of the holiness of God. The fear of God grips his heart. He's filled with reverence and awe at this mighty God. And he sees himself in the light of God's holiness. Today we stand in the presence of the greatness of God, this great Holy One. If we stood before His throne today, we would see His greatness. We would see His glory. We would see His holiness. And we would be in absolute reverence and awe. We'd hear the angels and the seraphim surrounding His throne crying, holy, holy, holy. The highest adoration there is, the highest revelation there is, the holiness of God. Before the overwhelming glory of God, who cry, holy, holy. This God we serve is holy. His holiness is His character, is His person. God is holy. And He says in Leviticus 11 verse 4, He says, be ye holy, even as I am holy. What does your presence do to people around you? Does your presence lift people to become more honorable? Or does your presence bring the worst out of others around you? He is holy. And He's called us to holiness. Thank God the Holy Spirit is holy. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The work that God did in your life is holy. Hallelujah. The angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and that which will be born of you shall be holy. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, everything He does in you is holy. The moment you're born again, it's a holy work. Hallelujah. Everything birthed in us by the Holy Spirit is holy. as to be treated with reverence. Every truth, every revelation that the Holy Ghost reveals to you is holy. It's to be revered and honored. We take that word of God and we treat it with respect. We treat it with obedience, because every word the Holy Spirit speaks is holy. Hallelujah. God is holy. You cannot treat Him anyhow. Your spirit is born of Him. He dwells in you. This Holy Spirit who brought all things into existence, the same Holy Spirit, the Bible says, dwells in and quickens our mortal bodies. We are not our own. We owe it to the Lord to be holy. Our conduct is driven by the Spirit of holiness. Somebody say amen. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He came to live in you and me. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The more you walk in holiness, in reverence, the less the enemy can do in your life. Hallelujah. His work in you is holy. You can't resist Him. We cannot stay as we are. We must allow the Holy Ghost to change us. We must allow His Spirit to do His work in us. You were lost. You were bound. You were a child of the devil. We were, the Bible says, the very seed of Satan. But He came. And when Jesus came, He set us free. He broke the spirit of wickedness. That's why a born-again believer cannot be cursed. Because the work that the Holy Ghost does in you is holy. Somebody lift your hand and say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your holy presence, your holy work, your glory that rests on me. Hallelujah. Thank God you and I came to the cross and received this great exchange. He took all that was of sin. He took all the wickedness. He took it from us. And He washed us and He cleansed us. And He purified us and He sanctified us. And He made us in the image of God. And we were born of the seed of the eternal Word of God. And He started working a holy work in us. And He became Lord of our lives. And now Jesus is Lord of all I do. Come on, lift your hand and say, yes, Jesus, be Lord of all I do. You're Lord. You dwell in. You quicken me. You are Lord of this temple. And your work in me works holiness. Your spirit work in me cleanses my conscience from dead works to serve you, the living God. Oh, Father, set a watch over me. Set a watch over my heart. I've set a watch over me, my God, that I'll be separated for you, holy, sanctified, set apart for holy use. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, just ask Him. Receive the fear of the Lord. Receive the fear of the Lord. The reverence, the honor. Put Him back where He belongs in your life. So, Lord, be enthroned, be glorified, be master of my life. Holy One, I receive your lordship. I acknowledge your authority in my life. You are master. Hallelujah. I give you right to be my God. And when you did, what happens? All dominion of the devil is lost in your life. I choose to obey you. I choose your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is Lord of all my life. Father, every word you've spoken, Spirit of God, everything you did, every word you revealed, you bring them to remembrance. And I thank you to anoint us, your servants, to walk in the reverence, in the full respect and honor of your glory and of your holiness and your presence and your power. And Lord, let your work be completed here in us. We don't want to be those who resist. We don't want to be those who ignore. We don't want to be those who let your words fall to the ground. But this comes, Spirit of God, and fill each person with your glory. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.